You are now tuned into Straight Talk with Chaser Podcast.
So we're just going to like an intro. I was going to be out of like good 20, 25 minutes, give or take. It depends. We vibing, right? Vibe. Welcome to the ride. Welcome to the ride. You got here. Straight Talk with Chaser. Can you say it with me? Straight Talk with Chaser. And now I have here with my lovely wife. Say hello, babe.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah. Looking beautiful as always.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for pressing play to our new podcast. This here will be a new ride for you all. So thank you for pressing play. Tell a friend to tell a friend, right? Tell a friend to tell a friend. We need you here. Gonna bring you some insight, inspiration, a little laughter, a whole bunch of humor. With that being said, let us introduce one another. My name is Antonio. Some know me by Antonio. One know me by Tony. My son knows me by Dad. And to my right, the most important thing to me outside of God is my lovely wife. Say hello, babe.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us and subscribing and listening to our podcast. We just wanted to let everyone know that this is a space where curiosity can be championed and stories can be celebrated. And so we welcome you and join the ride, as my husband said.
Yeah, it's just a whole pool of everything. This podcast going to bring some insight, as I stated before, as we stated before, going to bring a lot of insight. And like I said, we're going to learn together. I believe in iron sharpening iron. So I'm not here training my wife. My wife is not here training me. Her opinion is her opinion. So what you guys are going to get is pretty much, how could I say it? It's going to be real.
It's definitely going to be authentic.
It's going to be real. So. Once again, we thank you guys for pressing play. This is just an introduction on you guys getting to know us. So we'll start by, you know, me personally. You know, we've been married 5 years.
5 years, yeah.
5 years, been knowing each other for 22
this year. Yeah,
we've been around. We've been around. Yeah, so definitely we got a 5-year-old man.
Four.
I'm
don't age season. Him up. Yeah, see?
Four. He do it to me, so it's more like he 4 or 5. but wants us to count to 100, but right. Watches us. But anyway, my junior, my mini me, our mini me. So AJ, we call him AJ, Antonio Junior to be exact. Yeah, man. So he's our energy.
Yes, very much so.
He's our energy, and I'm truly grateful. I'm gonna be personal. I'm truly grateful that the good Lord had blessed me with a son. You know, I got a beautiful daughter as well, but I got a son. My daughter, she's 26.
She's 26.
Yeah. Be 27 in July 22nd. Yeah, 22nd. Yeah, I'm gonna get it right. If she listening, don't be mad at me. Daddy still love you. But anyway, got a beautiful family. We love each other. I think we love each other. Do we love each other?
We definitely do. We love each other in our own unique way. You know, every family is different. So that's the reason why we're glad you guys are joining the show. So we're going to pull back the curtain so you guys can be entertained. All of us come from different walks of life. So, yeah, we love our family and they love us in different ways. So.
Keep in mind, guys, I'm going to be the laughter sometimes. She's going to laugh, too, but I'm going to be the laughter because I already know what this is going to come up to. She's going to be the one that's going to correct my grammar. She's going to get me. She's going to get me right because I'm country, guys. So I'm country, strictly from Louisiana, but I'm a Texas native. So I got a little country Texan in me. So, but my wife, she's a military brat.
I'm country too at heart.
You a military brat. Just because your sister might be claiming Pittsburgh, you know, you can't claim. You from all over. So daddy was a Marine?
Army.
So I'm an army vet too. So, you know, we actually get along.
Yeah.
Can you believe it, fellas? I'm getting along with the daddy. A beautiful man. Definitely enjoy his rearing as well. And I thank him for, you know, letting me have his daughter, right? Neither here nor there, but I can't speak less about her mother. You know what I'm saying? Her mother is very, very caring and nurturing. And I thank her for being in my, be amongst me as well. Because she's...
Same as yours.
She's... Yeah, my mom. I call my mom. She's a dictator.
She is not a dictator. I love my mama, but what it is nowadays, people when people are disciplined, then you know,
wow,
they are identified as dictators. No, I'm disciplining. That's what is needed.
So, I'm gonna do a lot of joking and things like that, man. You know, just and I feel that, you know. Speaking on her mom, she's gonna speak on my mom. I really love her mom. My mom is very nurturing and she's very caring and she's always concerning and she wants the best, not our less. She wants the best of us and she gonna let you know in her very, very, very presenting own way and it's love. So right. I definitely embrace that from my heart. So if you're out there, thank you, mama.
Right, right. So let me ask you. What is the drive behind the podcast?
Drive behind the podcast. Mm-hmm. Straight Talk with Chaser, right?
Yeah.
So we got Straight Talk with Chaser. So I'm going to think it's Straight Talk, no Chaser, but we got the chasing part. So keep in mind, it's going to be real.
Yes.
Real. It's authentic. It's personal. Mm-hmm. The podcast is going to be pretty much, some of us are going to be relating to what we are actually talking about. And we built this podcast for those that can relate. Everybody might not agree, but they can relate, right?
Right.
So, I mean, opinions matter. Opinions are like belly buttons. I did say that, right? Opinions like belly buttons. Yeah. Everybody got one. So this podcast is going to bring some insight on some things that we all can relate to, like mental health, right?
Right.
Mental health, stress, family, you know, love, finances, you know, I did say health, just a whole... ingredients of life as a whole. So keep in mind, no man knows no more than the next. No man knows less than me. I think we all equal in learning. So I purpose myself daily, babe. I purpose myself daily to wake up in the morning, to be thankful, to be able to receive the knowledge to learn today. I challenge myself.
But you know what? I challenge you on that thought. I even think that those that cannot relate will be tuned into it.
They can welcome.
Because, you know, some people are just willing and want to learn. It was some things in my life that I could not relate to. And I don't think she minds me putting this out there, but my mom has anxiety and I could not relate to that. I did not fully understand that. So it took for me to read and to learn. So we may have people that tune in and may have no idea or cannot relate to it, but they're willing to learn because that's what this podcast is about as well. It's about learning. It's about being educated. It is about opinions, but, you know, and about people's feelings.
So, I agree. I did not know mom dealt with that. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and I've been knowing her for like forever, just about. I feel like it, right? Though, but
I think that's what some people should actually do when it comes maybe to their loved ones when they are suffering from certain things or they do have certain things. You know, I think as them being your loved one, research that stuff. That's learn good. What you can.
Yeah.
Help them out. Yeah. Because if not, it will become difficult sometime, depending on what's going on with them, to relate to them. Wow. And that's where we were heading. It's like, okay, you're already at level 1,000. I'm like, it's not that serious. Relax.
Yeah. I agree. So on a personal level, you know, definitely. I believe in interacting with great communication, being right. able to. And we as men, I'm going to put myself in the forefront of this. We as men, we are so sheltered on not sharing what we are hurting from within. And I'm truly in the understanding process of opening up more. So with that being said, when I hurt, I'm showing it now. I'm saying it. It bothers me. It hurts. We as men, we kind of shelter ourselves. And definitely I'm guilty of that, but I'm growing. And that's the beautiful thing about life. You never can never stop learning. Right. You never can never stop growing.
Right.
So that's this podcast is information that's we're going to bring out. Just reality, life, you know, life as a whole. Something that you probably ashamed. And don't feel ashamed about some of the things that you have flaws about. Don't be ashamed. That's one thing I learned in life, man. Life is like a box of chocolates.
But you know what? Is it a flaw or is it an obstacle or a challenge that was placed in front of you for you to overcome?
Great question. Great question. That question is actually a personal matter between us all, right?
Right. You know, and that's the thing. And I know people identify it or label it as flaws, but maybe on a positive note, it's an obstacle or a challenge that you're now facing for you to overcome and grow.
You see, that's the reason why you're here. You know. I appreciate you for saying that because sometimes a man can see something totally different than what that woman sees in that man. So I greatly appreciate you for your uplifting power. So they say, when a man findeth the wife, he findeth a good thing. Thank you, God, because she's good. Yeah. No, I do greatly appreciate that. Anything else? I mean, you know, you got the table right now. Let's eat.
Okay. Well, come on now. So you told me about what's driving the force behind it. What do you want the outcome to be from the podcast?
You know what? Honestly, and I hate saying the word honestly because I'm always honest. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be blunt. I'm mm-hmm. straightforward. So mm-hmm. when I say honestly, don't look at it as something hidden. So I'm going to train myself to stop saying honestly. So I'm going to say for me. To my listeners or our listeners, what I see longevity or what I see in the end, because I don't see the end of this. I see it going to be forever until the good Lord himself say something otherwise. So what I want, what I desire, what I desire is someone to say, hey, man, I listened to this. I'm desiring to change and I'm changing. I thank you.
Yeah.
Just acknowledgement that something that has been said, whether it's through your voice or with my voice, that someone listened and can receive something. It's just a mustard seed. We're going to throw some mustard seeds out there and it's going to be God that's going to do the rest. If that person or a person's desire for that change. What about you, babe?
I see it as a... Well, some may see it as a overcrowded area when it may come to podcasts. But I feel that everybody's perspective is unique. Everybody comes from different walks of life. So I don't think we would ever have enough podcasts or conversations like what you and I are going to have. Because you, yourself, and myself, we have different upbringings. Everybody in the world has different upbringings and certain seeds are being sown into them. And then as adults, this is what we are and who we are. So it's just kind of to piggyback on what you said as showing those emotions. And as men, I think those seeds were sown from a long time ago, you know, when it comes to a man crying or it comes to a man showing their emotions. 9 times out of 10, they were more unlikely told, stop. Don't do that. Stop crying. Stop whining. Stop acting like a little girl.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true.
So what do? You don't say anything. You bottle it up.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. So I'm striving to be more, not so much as an open book, a long board, but to be more understanding. I think me and your situation, our marriage is, you know, as you stated before, we're from two different households. So some of the things that you have encountered, I didn't encounter. And some of the things I encounter, you encounter. And the most beautiful thing about this relationship, this marriage, is that, and I say this wholeheartedly, that iron sharpens iron.
And I love that. We're going to have listeners going through the same thing, identifying, and some not identifying, but saying, man, that was eye-opening. I never thought of it that way. And that's what we're wanting out of it. You may not agree with everything on the podcast, or you may not accept everything on the podcast, but at least you listen, you know, and that's enough, because sometimes you may need that in your toolbox, because sometimes what people are saying, you may not relate to, you may not understand, but I do feel if you keep an open ear, you may relate to it later on in life.
I agree. One thing, I'm also coming to the knowledge of is, and I think, and you get on me about it a lot, just listening listening before I speak. And sometimes we as human beings, we tend to think before we listen. And I'm just as guilty of it. Speaking without listening. So I'm learning this new wave of just closing my mouth. I think you said it before, you know, you say it all the time. Just we'll do what? Sit back and do what?
Just sit back and look pretty.
Just sit back and look, but don't say nothing. So to you personally, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to look pretty at times. So don't be shocked if I don't say anything.
And you know, that's the thing. Sometimes you just need someone to listen. And depending on who you are, if you have from a man perspective, you know, they may hear something and they want to protect and fix it. You have the woman perspective where they may hear something. They may try to nurture the situation and fix it. And sometimes you don't need the fixer. You just need the listener. You know, and another thing is that we're not taught to actually listen. Do you know that? It's no class unless you probably went through communication. Like, did you take a communication class in high school?
Or no.
In college?
No.
You know.
From the hood.
And then.
Greedy Grove.
And then actually in a communication class.
Skyline 94.
Oh my God.
Whoop, whoop. Go Raiders. see, she graduated from Duncanville. So Duncanville was bit more snootier than. Well, Skyline had his clusters, but. Here we go. You know, Duncanville was so. And to this day, they're so snooty, but.
We were not snooty. We were just different from Skyline.
Different.
Yeah, but we respect everyone. But you're not taught to actually listen. There's no class unless you go through an actual class to listen. So a lot of people don't know how to do it.
Interesting. Sure. Recent. So you say.
Yeah. Study and read. I'm telling you. That's the truth.
I'll tell you what they. If. Whatever you like, I love. I'll go into that. Panthers versus no Raiders, because y'all show out.
Yeah.
Academic wise.
We are what? Yeah. Basketball, we're... Oh, y'all are pretty good.
So how's your mental health over there, baby? We want to talk about it. How's your mental health?
Okay, let me know.
go Raiders.
You know what? Speaking of that, I definitely do appreciate you asking me that. And not just today, but I think that that's so good that you come to me and truly ask that question with the intent of listening and trying to assist, because so many people actually don't get asked that question.
That's true.
You know, and the fact that you asked that question, in my hopes or my thoughts, is you're asking the question because you really do want a response and to start a conversation, because a lot of people don't have that. It's too many of our individuals, primarily African-American, young African-American boys that have a very high suicide rate.
And that's heartfelt, man. I just see that. But go ahead, baby.
It's higher than any other race. But you hardly ever hear about that.
Man, we don't talk about it.
They don't talk about that. And so when you come in and you have your children, ask those questions, man. Have those conversations. And I'm not talking about an open-ended question or a closing. I'm talking about an actual conversation. Don't ask them, how's your day? Good. No. Be direct. Be specific. Ask those questions. Get in their heads, because it's such a disconnect between individuals, not only children and parents, but individuals as a whole, because we don't know how to hold conversations.
That's because we are so on the go and we got so many gadgets and devices that we...
It's that phone.
And we using these as excuses, but at the same time, I miss the old way of rearing and being concerned and using that word love. And
right.
I miss the old way. And this is going to bring some insight on that. Man, we old school. Mm-hmm. I'm old school, so... I do know we all need these gadgets to, you know, to provide, you know, and to call and, you know, and text or whatever the case may
Absolutely.
Be. But don't allow it to be your main priority when you're trying to rear kids or when you're really concerned about your fellow brother, your family, whatever the case may be. And we got to train ourselves to put that stuff down.
Yep. Think about this. Can you go a week without your phone?
That's a challenge.
That is a challenge. And the sad part about it is right now in the day and age that we're living in, people are more concerned about losing their phones than losing their virginities.
Wow. Wow.
It's like, I'll lose that. That ain't nothing. But to lose my phone?
Yeah, that cell phone, man. That's
life.
That cell phone is some of our gods. So
yeah.
We put that before God. And that's true.
That's true.
Man.
You know, because you're glued. And don't get me wrong. I understand, say, for instance, if you're dealing with business and you're using those apps that you may use on your computer or laptop. But some of these individuals are glued to it. Primarily, it's texting and social media. It's like ask a child to give you 5 telephone numbers of their loved ones, family. And
you
friends.
Know, I had to remember that stuff, man.
Yeah, we did.
And my mom taught me, and I don't mean to cut you off, you know, for as remembering things, your cell phone.
Yeah.
Not your cell phone, but your social security number, mm-hmm. Your driver's license number, your name, your address, and some emergency contact numbers off the top of your dome. So it's definitely being pacified, where we depend on what we got in our hands on a daily basis. So, but yeah, I'm with you on that.
Definitely. So
that's wild business, man. So, but that suicide rate with the Black community, that is a very heartfelt situation that we, and not so much as Black or the race of Black, but all of us as a whole, we need to take in consideration. But I'm going to talk to my brothers, man. So open up, man. Don't feel that. Don't never feel that you're by yourself, man.
Right.
Don't never feel that you're by yourself. Find a circle of trust, of trustworthy friends. I'm not talking about anybody, guys. Just somebody that you know that ain't going to go back and, you know, place this on some type of social media site. And it becomes like a subliminal message, but at the same time, they're being messy. You want those type of people that you can circle around, that you can trust, and they can keep your information in a Pandora box, man. So I'm real careful on who I trust my information with. So that's why I come home all the time. I come home and I unleash, or at times I just let it all out. But, you know, we as men, we become less trustworthy because of past hurts. And I think women feel that way as well. So when you've been hurt on a level of hurt, and it hurts so bad, you don't trust nobody. But there's people out there for you. Yeah. There's some true quote unquote friends, man. But the best friend we know is
Jesus.
That's right. So with that being said, that's all I have in behalf of that. But
and even your, not only your friends, but don't be shy or turn away therapy. I think it's a taboo when it comes to our African American community, and I'm not just them, but definitely with that. Oh, you're okay. We were trained and conditioned. You're okay. You're fine.
Why don't cry and things?
Yeah,
like that,
it's certain things that we were told, and those seeds were sown in us. And actually, that's not a beautiful flower. Those are weeds, and they need to be uprooted. And you need to talk to someone. And it may not be family or friends. It may be an outsider that may not judge you because you did do some things in your past. You did act a particular way. And every time you may talk to that cousin, that's all they're going to think about. Every time you may talk to your mom and dad, that's all they're going to bring up.
Yeah.
And you don't need that. It's like, I'm trying to get over this situation.
Yeah, I've had a course of therapy, man. And he trained me to reset. He said, reset. And, you know, that stuck with me. And then next thing you know, I didn't have it anymore. But
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And long story short, he fired me. So
he said you was too tough of a case.
I rescheduled because I was on the road. He didn't even want to talk to me because I was driving. I'm like, okay. And I thought we had another session. The next thing you know, they gave me information that he discontinued his services. And I'm like, what? I couldn't even get it out. I was so upset. I was in stutter mode. I agree with you, babe. On a serious side of this, I do agree that, you know, we as men, we are so quick to be, want to be tough guy, macho and things like that when we're hurting on the inside. So I saw change that I needed. And, truly grateful that it was an invitation for me to kind of, outside of my family, outside of my wife, I was able to talk to somebody that don't know me, that could actually, you know, speak some life or some light in me. And it was very beneficial. To this day, I mean, I speak highly about that. So fellas, find you somebody that you can talk to outside of the people that know you, that can be beneficial for you, because it worked for me and it's working for me. But have a prayer life too, man. That's another thing. I can't say enough, man. If a man ought to always pray, that's what I learned. If you're not praying, man, you're not growing. And I look at that a prayer life is very important. And I'm going to turn this into a religious conversation, but I am going to say, hey, man, we got to have a prayer life. Some call it Zen and meditation and yoga or whatever the case may be. Whatever your mode is, man, find yourself separating yourself from the cares of this world and giving it to your creator, the Lord, my Lord and Savior. So with that being said, that's what I extend out. Get you some counseling if you need it. And I think we all need it. There's nobody in this world, man included, or woman, that don't need counseling. We all got a little traumatic stuff, something traumatic in our life that we battle with. Some of us might be PTSD from war or tours in the military. Some can be just a very hardship of family, man. Distances from family, you know, folks treating you bad, job relations, relationships, marriages, divorces. those are traumatic situations for people that have been hurt. And it's a hurt that only you can allow yourself to heal from if you desire to be healed. So that's the golden nugget of all. Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be delivered? Do you want this? If not, you're going to forever be in that stagnant state of hurt. And woe unto the person that's around you or the people that are around you, because they're going to feel that wrath, man. And I don't want that for none of us. So, yeah. Crazy.
And speaking of that, when it comes to men, I will say this, especially for the ladies. I am learning. Thank you, husband. To sit down sometime.
Sit your butt down.
Sit down. Always sometime. On the go. Always. And
superwoman.
Because it just feels like with life, it's so much to do, whether you are a mom or not a mom, you know, a wife, a girlfriend, or even if you're just a single lady. It's just, especially if you're a go-getter, especially if you like to have things done a certain way, especially if you have goals, you know, it's always something to do. And what I have learned, especially, is not where I felt like I was unhealthy, but my body just was like, nah, you can't do this no more. You just get so tired. And I have had certain episodes to come about like that. And it's like, now that I am the age that I am, I'm trying to listen.
How old are you?
I am a wonderful...
You gonna tell your age? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you. In your ear.
Okay.
But yeah, just to sit down, get you some rest, get you have self-care, get away. Same thing, like for the gentleman, to get away from the cares of the world and just be by yourself. Because I know when you have a partner, you have children, you're taking care of them, and sometimes you can lose sight of taking care of yourself.
That's true. That's so true.
I just
you gotta take care of yourself, man. Take care of yourself, but also listen to your body.
So like the massages, when you go and you send me to go get the massages or to do like the spa with the hair, the nails and all that. Hey, now I'm willingly running out the door. At first,
that's my tax write off. That's my tax right now. No, man. Oh, got to take care of yourself first before you try to take care of somebody else. So it's most important. Take care of, and I use the gas mask situation.
Not the gas mask, babe, the oxygen mask.
Oxygen mask. The oxygen mask. I use that as the an example of if you're in a fire and there's a burning fire and it's smoke that's in the room and you got the mask on. Are you going to take it off and give it to someone else, or are you going to apply it to yourself first and then give it to that person? Because I think the person that has the mask is highly responsible to give that mask to the person that is in need as well as themselves. So I always use that mask as a teaching tool for myself before. So what I'm saying here is take care of yourself first. Take care of yourself first so you can take care of others around you.
But you know what? As a mom and a wife, what we tend to do is make sure that
everybody's good.
Make sure everybody's good.
And I'm butt and tired.
And I'm up here. I'm trying to get everything.
Pressure, blood pressure up.
Yes.
My back hurt. My knee hurt. I got inflammation in my foot.
And definitely listen to your body. I myself had a situation like that where I was working 60 hours at one job, and I had a part-time job, and I was going to school, and I was taking care of my mom, and my body literally just gave out. And I was driving, it was off of 114 and 161, and it's a brick wall right there, and it's like my whole right side just locked up, and I couldn't, and that's the foot that's on the gas. And so I'm going directly towards this brick wall, and they took me to the medical center, and they was like, yeah, it's stress. It's stress.
And stress kills.
Yeah.
I don't care how mild you think it is. It's major to the body because by your foot doing what it did on that gas pedal, and you're here to talk about it. That's it's a blessing within itself, man. Yep. So take care of yourselves, guys. Got to take care of yourself. I don't care what no one tells you. You can't go forever without rest.
Right.
And restoration. You can't. You got to replenish. In the words of my counselor that had fired me, he said, reset. Reset. R-E-S-E-T. Reset.
All right, babe. So let me ask you, what do you expect for the next episode? What's coming up next?
Well, since this is the introduction, once again, we thank you guys for just pressing play and listening to all this. Because when I say all this, this is just an ingredients of what's soon to come. Next episode, who knows? Stay tuned. We got you. We got you. Just stay tuned. It's going to be something that not so much as myself, but my wife, because who is most likely the brains of this whole project. And I say that with a smile on my face, because y'all know I don't play as well, but she don't play.
So. I'm going to agree.
So, but yeah, the next episode, stay tuned. Remember, we're here to inspire. We're here to educate. We're here to laugh. And we're here to cry if need be. But we're here to make sure that, and also to inform you and let you know that you're not by yourself. Yes, and not absolutely. By yourself. Are we here with you?
Mm-hmm.
And we are not in, we're all in that boat, striving to get to the other side of the water. So just making sure that we got all our gear on if we happen to fall in that water, so we can float on if we need to. And yeah, that's our view. What about yourself? You know, you throwing these questions at me, I'm going to throw them right back at you. What about you?
I think that this was a great introduction, and we're going to embark on a very interesting first episode. So it'll be, again, meaningful conversation. Countless ideas.
Yeah.
And more stories. And just to discover things that people can relate to. So All I can say is, welcome to Straight Talk with Chaser.
Welcome to Straight Talk with Chaser. Yeah, I agree as well. Guys, it's just the beginning. This is just the beginning. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for pressing play. Tell a friend. What'd you say, babe? Tell a friend to tell a friend.
That's right.
Press subscribe. Yep. I can't wait till I get AJ to say that for us. Y'all gonna trip, but please subscribe. He gonna have it, but it's gonna be in his own way. So,
that's
but
right.
Yeah, and I definitely looking forward to that. It's a family affair. Remember, You family now. Thank you for pressing play. Thank you for listening to Straight Talk
with Chaser.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.